Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our guest today is Donna Catherine Kelly of Cary, Illinois. She is the author of the Cheney Manning Series books, a collection of suspense novels about a public defender turned amateur sleuth who investigates murder cases in Northern Illinois area. Kelly's an attorney who has practiced law for nearly three decades, primarily in the Illinois criminal justice system. Kelly also grew up in Crystal Lake, graduated from Marion Central High School in Woodstock. She holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in English, creative writing, and political science from Florida State University, and a Juris Doctor degree from Northern Illinois University College of Law. Kelly started her legal career as an assistant public defender at the Kane County Public Defender's Office in St. Charles, and she later served as a felon prosecutor at the McHenry County State's Attorney's Office in Woodstock. Other than that, what have you been doing with yourself, Kelly?
I've been writing my novels and writing a number of novels, both legal thrillers as well as a new horror novel.
And you recently released a new novel called The Homecoming Queen's Son, correct?
I did.
And that's a paperback available on Amazon?
It is.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about that without giving the story away, but tell us a little bit about the book.
So The Homecoming Queen's Son is the third novel in the Cheney Manning series, and it features the protagonist, Cheney Manning, who is a public defender who has actually just left her career as a public defender and is now embarking on a career in private practice as a criminal defense attorney. And she's also a novelist as well. And Cheney Manning ends up being wrapped up in the defense case of a 17-year-old high school student who is charged with the stabbing death of a local bed and breakfast owner. The character is a senior in high school. He is charged with first-degree murder, and Cheney basically investigates the case as the criminal defense attorney, trying to ascertain whether there are additional suspects so that she can cast doubt on the prosecution of the case and try to show that her client really did not commit the offense of first-degree murder. Complicating her job is that her client is insistent on filing a speedy trial demand on his arraignment date. So the clock is running, and Cheney is left scrambling, trying to defend her client in a very short window of time.
For our listeners, you're listening to 101.5 FM, and this is not the prosecutor's office, in case you're frightened by what Kelly's telling you right now. But we do want to make sure we don't give the ending away. I have to ask you, with these different stories, were you influenced by some of the work you did as a prosecutor to create some of these stories?
I was influenced both as my work as a prosecutor as well as a criminal defense attorney. So the first part of my career, Ron, was spent as a criminal defense attorney. As you indicated, I was an assistant public defender in Kane County. I also spent 7 years as an assistant appellate defender at the Office of the State Appellate Defender in Ottawa, Illinois. And I had all those years of criminal law experience from the perspective of a defense attorney before I shifted sides in the courtroom and became a felony prosecutor. So certainly all those life experiences, all those years of trying cases both as a defense attorney and later as a prosecutor, the interactions with police officers, with defendants, with crime victims, with judges, with other lawyers, those things all influence my writing and inspire my writing. And I take those life experiences and convert them over into fictional stories. So my characters and my settings and the situations are purely fictional, but certainly the perspective that I bring is one of a very seasoned criminal lawyer who has practiced for many years. I bring that all into my novels.
Now, your new book, how long has that been out on Amazon, Kelly?
It's only been out for about a month and a half, so it's literally a brand new release. And again, it's called The Homecoming Queen's Son. It takes place in the fall in Illinois. One of my favorite things about living in the Fox River Valley area is the beauty of our lovely autumns here. The changing colors of the leaves. It's the football season. All of the beauty of living in this area of northern Illinois, all of that is kind of brought into that novel, The Homecoming Queen's Son, because the novel does take place in northern Illinois in fictional towns in the Fox River Valley area.
Well, you're getting nice reviews on Amazon because one person said you really can get into Cheney Manning's book. Another one said you won't be able to put it down. So you're getting some really nice 5-star ratings on the new book that's out.
Yes, and people have indicated to me, people that have read the book indicate that they literally cannot put it down, that it takes them a day or two to read the novel. And so that always makes me feel very good as an author when I hear the feedback that it's fast-paced. This is not a book that is going to leave you with any gap time. Anybody who picks it up, is as long as they enjoy those types of books, crime thrillers and murder mysteries, I believe they'll enjoy the fast pace of the book.
Now, is it possible that these ratings, that we're seeing these 5-star ratings, that maybe you wrote those and you're just camouflaging everything?
It is not. It's possible, but that did not happen, Ron.
Okay,
so, but,
all right.
But thank you for asking.
Well,
I like your sense of humor, Ron.
You've had a long career in criminal law as a prosecutor, public defender. How did that influence you to write these books? I mean, was that what prompted all this? Because the background as a prosecutor in criminal law, is that what brought this all about?
Pretty much, yes. So Cop Eyes, actually, I wrote that, the first book, Cop Eyes, back in 2003. At that time, I had not been a prosecutor yet. I was an assistant appellate defender during the time frame that I wrote Cop Eyes. And so obviously that my work as a criminal defense attorney really influenced that first novel. And Cheney discusses a lot in the book about her job duties as a public defender, the heavy caseload, the long hours of work, her duties to her client, her compassion for her clients, her belief in restorative justice, her belief in defending the constitutional rights of the individual. So the main character's life perceptions are a lot based on my career path as a public defender, appellate defender at that point. And so that again did very heavily influence my writing. In 2003, after I wrote it, I did self-publish an original edition of it back in 2007, 2008, thereabouts, and then put that book aside for many years. And in 2021, I started taking another look at the book, and I thought Amazon offers the opportunity to do self-publishing through its KDP Select program. So I ended up rewriting the book, revising it, modernizing it, and adding a few characters and plot twists. So I released that second edition in 2021, which is the edition that's on Amazon.
I can see where McHenry County has influenced you, because you're saying that Cheney Manning is a defense attorney who lives in a farmhouse in northern Illinois. So I guess it all kind of ties together, correct?
Yes, and the town actually is called Hanley, Illinois.
Okay.
So you could probably figure out what town that I'm referring to.
So tell us about Cop Eyes. That's your first novel, Cop Eyes?
It is. So in Cop Eyes, Cheney Manning is married to a police officer, Daniel Manning. He is a local police officer, but in a separate county than the county in which she works as a defense attorney. And he is shot and killed in the line of duty. Cheney's former client, whom she had represented for many years in juvenile court, is indicted for the first degree murder of her husband. So she deals a lot with the grief of having lost her husband tragically through a violent act. And she also deals with guilt that perhaps the person she's been defending for many years and been an advocate for may be responsible for taking her husband's life. So the book deals a lot with loss and with grief, and that she's working through those things. Her former client, Solomon Wilson, contacts her and asks Cheney to assist him in trying to show that he really did not commit the murders. She has, obviously, a conflict of interest. She's the crime victim, being the widow of the police officer who was killed. So she has a blatant conflict of interest. But she ends up, for a number of reasons, risking her law license and her life in a pursuit to try to show that her former client really didn't kill her husband. So that's the first novel, Cop Eyes.
Right. And the second novel is what, In Heels She Goes?
Yes. So In Heels She Goes, Cheney Manning revisits a cold case from 30 years earlier. A woman whom she knows, who is married to a police officer, contacts her asking her to look into an old death investigation. And the death investigation surrounded the individual's mother. The individual's mother had been shot and killed when the individual was only 4 years old, and it was ruled a suicide. And all these years later, 30 years later, the young woman comes to Cheney and asks her to dig into the case because she believes there was a police cover-up, and she believes that her mother really didn't commit suicide, but that her mother was murdered. And so that case involves a mystery as to whether the individual, Jazzy Gonzalez, whether she died of a self-inflicted bullet wound or whether she was murdered.
So I guess I have to ask you, how did you come about the name Cheney Manning?
So,
for your character, your main character.
So years and years ago, when I wrote the book, I always liked the name Cheney, and there were two reasons I named the character Cheney Manning. One was at the time Dick Cheney was Vice President of the United States, and so back then, at that time, I liked Dick Cheney, and so I liked the name Cheney for a first name for
Wait
a heroine.
You're not going to tell me Manning says Eli Manning, are you?
No, okay. No, I just pulled that name out of the hat. It's an Irish last name. I'm Irish-American, and so I liked the name Manning, and so I just, because it's an Irish name, I took the name Manning for the character. But Cheney comes from the last name of Dick Cheney, and also a friend of ours has a granddaughter with the first name of Cheney. So okay. It was a combination at the time. I knew somebody who had that name Cheney, and I also liked the name Cheney because of Dick Cheney.
We want to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're visiting with Donna Catherine Kelly, who is a book author of the Cheney and Manning series. The other question I wanted to ask you is the novels, when they take place, the season setting, how did you pick that?
So the reason I picked the fall for the two of the novels, Cop Eyes is late fall, and The Homecoming Queen's Son is takes place in September and October and November as well. So that whole time of year is a time of year, as I said, that I really enjoy in Northern Illinois. I think it's just so filled with resplendent beauty. And so I really wanted to bring my love of autumn into both of those two novels. The In Heels She Goes, the sequel to Cop Eyes, is actually all takes place in a one-month period of time in February, the shortest month of the year. And I picked February because it actually used to be my least favorite month of the year. And now I really enjoy February. I love Valentine's Day. I like kind of the bleakness of the end of winter leading into the spring. And so I decided to pick that month because it's the shortest month and focus on a novel that takes place all in a very quick, rapid pace within a one-month period of time.
So what prompted you to create fictitious locations in the Fox River Valley area?
Again, having grown up here, so I was raised in Crystal Lake and attended St. Thomas Grade School and then Marion Central for high school. I really love the Fox River Valley area and think it's just probably one of the most beautiful parts of the country. I really do. And so I chose to write what I know. And what I know is this area. It's a part of me. I feel real attached to this area. And so that's why I chose it as a setting. But the towns are fictionalized. But anybody that is from this area or is familiar with the area when you read the books, it's probably kind of fun to figure out what towns I'm talking about.
So you went from crime books to poetry. I mean, how do you cross over from crime books to poetry? How does that work?
So I actually, when I was a child, wrote a lot of poetry. So I started writing poems when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, somewhere around there. I actually still have some of the binders of poetry I used to write in notebooks when I was a child, and I actually still have some of the handwritten verse that I wrote even back then. Poetry's been a consistent throughout my life. I've written poetry every decade since I was 10, 11, 12 years old. And so I really am a poet first and a novelist second, quite frankly. I went to undergrad at Florida State, majored in creative writing. And really my focus in those years was on my poetry, and I kind of just transitioned into the novel writing after I was done with college. But I still am a very avid poetry writer. I write quite a bit of poetry. My poetry is published in a number of literary journals and anthologies, some of which is online. And I've won received awards in several poetry contests. So my poetry, I've been very successful with my writing of poetry. And I have incorporated my love of poetry, actually, in my novels. One of the police officers in Cop Eyes, who's from Ireland, a police officer from Ireland who works, again, fictitious character who works in the Fox River Valley area, is a poet. And then Chaney also writes poetry and keeps a journal. And in the new book, The Homecoming Queen's Son, Kellen Marks, who is the murder suspect, he also is a poet and keeps a journal. And that journal becomes a very pivotal piece to the mystery and also leads Chaney to have kind of an ethical dilemma and a legal dilemma as to whether there is information in the journal that she should use in the defense of the case or whether the journal is more inculpatory than exculpatory and whether she should not reveal it to the state because it contains some incriminating evidence.
Boy, I'm glad you haven't written about the Italians yet. I'd be really nervous. Because they've got a lot of crime issues, I'm sure. But your new novel coming out this month is a paranormal horror thriller?
It is.
Oh, boy. You know, and I don't watch horror movies. They scare the hell out of me.
Okay.
But tell us about your new book.
So the new book also features attorneys. And the new novel is about six women attorneys, and one of whom is turning 30 near Halloween. And over Halloween weekend, they all return to the house that they lived in during law school. So they go back to their alma mater, which is called Loudoun Law School. It's a fictitious law school in Oregon, Illinois, near the Rock River. And they return there over Halloween weekend, and they are terrorized by a paranormal experience. And so I created these six very unique women characters.
And the book is called The Descent?
It's called The Descent. The Descent,
okay.
A Halloween novel.
Oh, boy. And it's coming out around that time. That's going to be scary, I think.
It will be scary. I do think this one is one that will keep people up at night.
And That'll be coming out on Amazon.
It will, in both paperback and hardcover, and it will be released actually sometime in the next few days. It should be up on Amazon.
So you've had some public speaking events too, is that correct, Donna?
Yes. So I do quite a bit of public speaking on a lot of different issues. Obviously, have done a lot of public speaking on criminal law and legal procedure and things of that nature. But in more recent years, I have really focused on two different things. One, doing public speaking, talking about the creative writing process and how to take your life experiences and turn those into creative fiction. So regardless of what somebody's career path is, it doesn't have to be the practice of law or anything in the legal profession, but whatever somebody's occupation and professional career is, or their life experiences, taking those things and trying to use the things that have happened to them throughout life, things they have experienced, their perceptions, and creating viable, credible fiction. And so I do a lot of speaking on that. I also do public speaking on trying to encourage people that are going into the area of criminal law, whether it be people that are going into law enforcement careers, whether they're going to be attorneys and practice in criminal law. I do public speaking on trying to encourage people and inspire people to not give up their creative path and their creative part of themselves, which I believe every human being has. And it doesn't have to be creative writing. It could be music. It can be art. Whatever somebody's creative paths are in life, their talents, that they don't sacrifice those for their professional career. And I think that's very, very important to having a rewarding life.
So if people want to find out more about, you know, you and your books, or where you're going to be doing your public speaking, or even book signings, did they go to a website? How do they find that information out?
Sure. So my website is DonnaCatherineKelly.com, and my middle name is spelled K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. So that's where they can find more information about my books and about my public speaking. I also put up some of my poetry, published some of my poetry that's already been published, but I publish that also on my website. So if people are interested in poetry, they can check that out as well.
Now, with your new book coming out, The Descent, if people want, will you have book signings for that? Is it going to only go through Amazon, or will there be actually places they can go and there'll be book signing?
At this point, my books are sold solely through Amazon. So at this point, I don't have any book signings or anything like that scheduled. The books are not sold in retail stores, or only sold via Amazon.
Okay. So now if they did get a book, they can then go to your website and try and contact you to find out where they can meet you someplace to get their book signed.
They could do that, absolutely. Yes, okay. My contact information is on there.
So what's next on the agenda then?
So the next thing that I'm doing right now is I'm embarked on writing a whole new crime series with a new protagonist, and it's a new murder mystery thriller series. It deals a little bit more with political intrigue, I would say. My main character is running for judge, and so she's embarking on a judicial campaign in a small county in Illinois, and so it has a lot to do with the political dynamics in Illinois. And so it's an interesting, I call political intrigue, political thriller, political intrigue, but it also has some murder mystery elements as well.
But Chaney Manning is not a part of that.
She is not, though at some point, if I end up writing a trilogy of the new novel series, once I finish it, if I end up doing a whole trilogy of that, then I have in my mind thought that years from now, I may have the two characters somehow intersect somehow and have joined the two novel series together somehow. So I'm thinking about doing that, Ron. But that'd be years from now, if at all.
Well, Jim and I were just looking at a note that she's very disappointed she's not in the new book, so that's why I asked that question.
She may be.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot going for yourself, and a lot of stories that people can listen to and read about, and the new book coming out, plus the books you've already got published. All those books are available on Amazon, the ones that have been out for a while, plus the new ones?
Yes, that's correct. Well, the Halloween novel, so The Descent, a Halloween novel, is not up on Amazon yet, but that will be within the next few days.
Okay. And all the other books, though, are available, correct?
They are. The whole Chaney Manning series, which is a trilogy, the crime thriller series, that entire series is available online in paperback.
You know, normally we'd ask for the ending of one of the books just to kind of be a teaser, but I'm not going to do that.
No, please don't. Don't ruin the books for the public, Rod.
We don't want to spoil the ending. But to all of our listeners, we've been talking to Donna Catherine Kelly, the author of the Chaney Manning series. She is a resident of our area here and has lived in McHenry County and has been raised basically in the Crystal Lake area and gone to Marion Central High School. And we want to thank her for coming in today, and we hope that if you have any questions, you go to her website and also take part in reading some of her books that are available on Amazon. And to all you folks out there, we want to thank you for listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us for more information, and we're hoping that you all have a great day, and see you next time. Thank you.